all the years you've put in now, is it still the same kind of extra adrenaline for the, you know, getting ready for the first game?
No, not for me. You know, that's why I practice. You know, just go out there, practice hard. It's not an easy game to play by any means, but you feel very comfortable by being out there and practicing and going over, you know, the material and knowing what you're doing.
Everything good? Physical side of things now?
Of course. Everything's great. Yeah. Everything's great.
How nice is it to get this first game at home?
It's very nice for our fans to come out, you know, and support us. And we go out there and put on a great showing for them. It's been a great offseason for us. You know, now it's time to go out there and show what we're about.
Julio, can you talk about the matchups? And specifically, you know, you're very familiar with one of the corners out there in Grimes. Talk about that.
Grimes is a very talented guy. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. has great ball skills, you know, can cover, you know, the best of the best. And we just got to go out there at the end of the day, though. We got to go out there and do what we do, you know, and that's the way we've been practicing, coming off the ball, competing every play, going to attack the ball, you know, and just being physical in the run game.
Does it make any difference if you know the corners, have some experience with them, or know them personally?
Right. For me, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't look at, you know, this game, that game, trying to see who the corner is, who I'm facing. You know, at the end of the day, my mentality when I approach the game is they have to cover me. You know, I look at tendencies that they have, but other than that, those tendencies, you know, tend to change when they you know, trying to guard me. So I just prepare like any other week, and it's to be my best and be at my best.
And I know it's when you had Roddy here in that slot and Harry, having Muhammad there, that does take a little, gives you a little more freedom when they have to worry about that.
It does, but, you know, if, like defensive coordinators, though, they make those guys prove themselves. You know, they're going to come out. I feel like they're going to try to dub me and do what they do to try to take me away from the game and make other guys prove themselves, you know. But I have all the faith in the world that those guys will prove themselves. And you're going to have, you know, you're going to have to look at these guys like, hey, okay, hold on. We're getting killed over here. We got to make some arrangements. We got to make some adjustments. So I'm just looking forward to it just to see all the hard work we've been put in and really go out here and play a full game.
Playing a defensive coordinator that's obviously pretty familiar with you was here when you were drafted. Uh-huh. Just talk, you know, going against Coach Smith.
Coach Smith is a great coach, you know. But I work on my game so I don't have any weaknesses, you know. Like I said, they got to cover me. You know, I mean, it's not the other way around. So practicing, doing what I need to do to get prepared. But Coach Smith will have something, you know, something going, especially with his game records meeting. So it'll be fun, though.
What's been your message to the rest of the receivers in the offense this week?
You know, just be relaxed and just do what we do. Like I said, it comes back to practice. You know, the way we've been practicing, it's been awesome. And for us to just carry that over to the game time. Don't get tight when the game comes around. Just be very, very loose. And, you know, they look up to me and they watch me and they watch the way I move and how I carry on. I'm doing the same thing. So I feel like they should do the same thing and just, you know, just be relaxed and just do what we do.